What exactly is staircase intonation? In saying your words, imagine that they come out as if they were bounding lightly down a flight of stairs. Ever so often, one jumps up to another level and then start down again. Americans tend to stretch out their sounds longer than you may think is natural. So to lengthen your vowel sounds, put them on two stair steps instead of just one. For example, we're here. We're here. Notice the sound is clip. There's no range to when I read we're here. Now listen to the stair step intonation. We're here. We're here. Notice the we go up, goes down, he go even lower, go even lower. Now listen to this again. We're here. Compared to we're here. The sound of Americans speaking in foreign language is very distinctive because we double sounds that should be single. For example, in Japanese or in Spanish, the word no is to our ear clip or abbreviated. No. No. The sound is clip. Now let me read the word no in standard American. No. No. Notice the N go up and the vowel go lower. No. Compared to no. When you have a word ending in an unvoiced consonant, one that you whisper, t, k, s, x, f, sh, you would notice that the preceding vowel is said quite quickly and on a single stair step. When a word ends in a vowel or a voiced consonant, one that you say b, d, g, z, v, zh, j, the preceding vowel is said more slowly and on a double stair step. For example, the word seat and seed. Listen to the unvoiced word seat. Notice the ending T. It's on a single stair step and it says quite quickly, seat. Now listen to the word seed. It's a voice sound ending in a D. It's going to be on a double stair step and will say it more slowly, seed, seed.